Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this evening. This is a story about a chair.
Oh, but not any old chair, no.
Indeed, not any chair. It is a chair that will soon be housed in a newly renovated school where the face of nursing is changing.
Yeah, well, if not the face of nursing, then at least the bottom.
Now you need to sit up, get your notepad out, get your pen ready. You might learn a few things this evening.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, indeed, this is a story about a chair. A chair in a school of nursing that prides itself in educating nurses who are a step ahead, whose degree from this lovely university essentially acts as a passport to the world. So get your notes out, pens and pencils, please, as we proceed to give you a historical overview, in fact, a very serious historical overview of nursing at McGill and, in fact, of nursing as a profession. Listen very carefully. We will examine the hitherto underappreciated role of the nurse in the very fabric of our modern-day ethos of the healthcare system. Dare I say, the essential, irreplaceable, invaluable contribution of nursing to the advancement and well-being of humanity.
Okay, whoa. Okay, well, please slow down. I'm kind of nursing a hangover here.
Now, as I said previously, Madame Ledouche,
yeah, right.
Please take your notes.
Yeah.
You have a lot to learn. And show some respect for the very dignified people in our audience.
Wait a minute. Important dignified people? You're saying there are nurses in the room?
Oh, many very important and dignified nurses in the audience.
Are you saying the fun people are in the room? Well, let's get this party started right now. Come on, everyone. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. Come on, everyone. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. Get this party started. Get this party.
Tone down.
Tone it down.
No, we're at a university. We have to get back to business.
Wait. Tone it down. Where would we be without the nurses?
Well, we'd probably be very sick, I'm sure.
That's right. Nurses are the best because?
Well, nurses are the patient's advocate.
Nurses are actually patient.
Yeah, nurses are very good at working with pretty much anybody.
Oh, yeah, even the doctors. And we can even read their handwriting.
Yep,
that's right.
Nurses are very good at thinking on their feet.
And we pioneered the use of comfortable shoes, yeah?
That's very true. Nurses are with the patients and families 24/7.
That's right. Oh, and they do get smarter at night, especially if the doctor is on call and sleeping.
Nurses know where to look for strengths, and they can always figure out what's going wrong.
Absolutely. Nurses love us in both official languages.
Yeah.
And they are inebriated.
No. No, folks. She meant dedicated. Now, let's get back to the business at hand.
Perfect.
Okay, so now pay attention, everybody.
I'm trying.
You're trying?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as we were saying, we are going here to provide a historical overview. Oh my goodness, what's happening?
What's going on?
Did somebody forget to pay the hydro bill? You'd think that at an establishment of this stature, they could at least stay current.
Right. Oh my god.
Oh, what's that? Oh my god, what is that? Oh my god! my gosh.
Someone is sitting in the chair. And someone spoke the words.
It's her. It's really... We were just here giving a very historical overview of the School of Nursing, McGill model of nursing, all of that very academic...
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I can do that.
No. That is my job. I'll never get promoted unless I do things like this.
Oh, please. I mean, we're going to give you usual boring in the very fabric world.
Well, that's just the way it is. Now, and who are you?
I am the ghost of Moira Allen. Professor of Nursing at McGill from 1953 to 1984. 29 years, except I didn't do the arithmetic correctly, with 1 year as acting director. And I founded the nursing papers, now the journal, the Canadian Journal of Nursing Research. And I'm the author of the nursing, McGill Nursing Model, which was a groundbreaking system of healthcare in which families are actively engaged in learning about their own health. And it's now refined and implemented in clinical settings all across the world. And I also developed the program for accreditation for Canada. And now this system is used to assess every school of nursing in Canada, except the Quebec CJEPs, because they're distinct. But,
well, I guess that makes you an expert.
Well, hello.
Well, I'll let my legacy be decided by others in the future. But to quote myself, I have spent 20 years perfecting the art of saying today what I might mean tomorrow. And now I find myself right in the middle of tomorrow. And I can tell you exactly how the school got to this position, this pivotal time in history.
God, I guess right now we can sit down and relax a little.
No, pay attention. Not so fast. I need you to make sure that they are paying attention, because this is McGill, and there will be a test and probably a major paper.
Of course there will be. No. Don't sit down in that chair. Who knows what'll come back next? James McGill or William Shatner?
William Shatner, oh my God. He's not even dead.
Oh my God, that's true. How weird or what? Oh, jeez. Oh, my.
Actually, William Shatner is coming back next week for Comic-Con, but yeah. Other than that. So let's start at the very beginning.
A very good place to start. When you read, you begin with ABC. When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Did you know that nursing education began all the way back in 1639? The Augustine nuns in Quebec City started the first apprenticeship program in North America.
I didn't know I need to be a nun to be a nurse.
Now, listen to what she has to say. It's very
important. Of course, Jean Moss saved the day as founder of Montreal, whatever de Maisonneuve might say or think. And you see around you, and you've seen out in the foyer when you came in, the placards with the history of the pioneers in Montreal nursing. Nora Livingston from the Montreal General. Mabel Hershey from the Royal Vic. What would we ever do without Livingston Hall and the Hershey Pavilion? But the leaders really wanted to have university education for nurses. And so, the McGill School for Graduate Nurses was started in June 1920. And there were a few other people who came along and did some things, and then I came along. When I was at McGill, McGill was graduating a considerable proportion of Canadian nursing leaders. When we went to a national convention, it was like going to a McGill reunion. Everybody was there.
Go Martlets! Go Martlets! Go Martlets!
Now, where was I? Where was I? Oh, yes, the 21st century. A leader. A leader for the 21st century. I see a leader who has retired 3 times and probably will never retire. I see a leader who likes smoked salmon quite a lot. And I see a leader, oh my goodness, a leader who wears red boots and multicolored coat. Oh, whatever is the world coming to? But I hear a word, français. No, that's not right. It is Quebec, but the word is French. Dr. Susan French.
You're inserted into our skit.
Doesn't matter, you can drink that next. Please sit down.
This is your chair.
Please sit down in the chair. Now, in recognition of your significant contributions to nursing at McGill, in Quebec, across Canada, and in the developing world, and also in recognition of your uncanny ability to spot a bargain on Chabanel, and also to thank you for nursing the school to the great good health that it is in today. I would like to christen the chair, the Susan French Chair. I have another vision. I can see McGill School of Nursing with a new name, thanks to 2 very, very generous people. And I can see McGill's Wilson Hall, newly decorated, not just decorated, renovated and rebuilt, courtesy of the provincial government, the former provincial government. And then I can see a new exciting initiative, a nursing collaborative in partnership with our wonderful hospital partners. And there's a man who's the director of the new nursing initiative. Well, I suppose we had to let the boys in on the fun at some point. Dr. Sean Clark.
And he's not even a nun.
But I have another vision. I have a vision of Montreal. In fact, I can see the future.
You can see the future?
Yes. I can do anything I want because I'm a ghost.
But what do you see? Tell us.
I see Montreal as the international hub of integrated practice, education, and research in nursing. And I see Montreal and McGill as one of the 5 top schools in the world. But there's another man.
Another man?
Another man who can see the future like I can.
Oh my God.
A visionary man. His name is Richard Ingram.
I sit on her lap or what?
No, you don't.
She's going to stay sitting there. She's going to stay sitting there. Because, Richard, I think you can see out there, despite these dreadful lights.
Way over Westbound Hill there, right?
That's
I can
right.
see beyond.
Right. Yeah. We can see a nurse in the future. We can see a McGill graduate receiving the first Nobel Prize in nursing.
Yes!
Yes! And for this occasion, we have some small token we would like to give to you.
A key
indeed, because you are the key to getting us there in the future. And this is a key, your new, very own key, to the Ingram School of Nursing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now we just all have to take a bow.
I like the ratio. Why nursing?
Thank you. I can go back up to my place.
No, let me stay like this. Oh my God.